Want higher pay? Don't change jobs.
For years, America's job market has rewarded the footloose. The surest route to a higher salary, the advice goes, is to string together a series of 1 or 2 year stints, each paying a bit better than the last. Career gurus on TikTok set videos of their own salary progression to jaunty pop beats, cloaking online bragging as guidance for the uninitiated. On Reddit, posters debate just how little time in a role a job hopper can get away with before future employers might start to fret about disloyalty. Now things are changing. For the first time in 15 years, barring blips in 2012 and 2018, wage growth for job stayers, those who have stuck with their employer, is running faster than for job switchers, those who jumped ship, according to data from the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta. Hunkering down and impressing the boss may now be a better bet than polishing your CV or responding to those LinkedIn messages from headhunters. The woes of job hoppers are a particularly visible sign of a wider trend: the softening of America's once rock-solid labour market. Another sign is the rising unemployment rate for fresh university graduates, who are struggling to persuade anyone to take a punt on them. There have been weak patches in the jobs market over the past few years. Some firms, like the big consultancies, vastly overhired during the post-pandemic boom and have since spent years painfully paring back. Coders have complained about poor prospects for a while. First, high interest rates hurt tech firm valuations, then new artificial intelligence models turned out to be particularly adept at programming. June's payroll numbers looked strong on the surface. Some 147,000 jobs were added across the economy, beating expectations. But half of those were in government, mostly teaching. Private sector employment, a better measure of the underlying state of the economy, was disappointingly weak. And the share of small business owners who are planning to raise hiring or salaries is at its lowest since the pandemic.